This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we concluded verse 79. Qarun came out with his might and his glory, his pomp and his splendor. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا, those that were gripped by the attraction of this world, they were mesmerized by this, they were blown away by his splendor, his opulence, his flamboyance, and they said, يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون, if only we possessed a fortune similar to his. إنه لذو حظ عظيم. This guy is what we define as lucky. This is someone we profile as fortunate. But we had contrasted that with the verse in chapter 41, verse 35, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's the possessor of character, good character, that you can respond to cruelty in a kind way and hostility in a noble way. Then Allah says, you are the possessor of a great fortune. And I think I need to make a statement here. Often when we are looking for a prospective spouse, either or, male to female, female to male, we look at the external and we suffice on the external that, you know, he performs his prayer, which is great. Nobody can argue. She dons the hijab and the niqab, which is meritorious. May Allah preserve the modesty of one and all. But surely that prayer ought to propel that individual to great character. So the importance and the preservation of salah cannot be underestimated. It is of exceptional importance. It is most important. But prayer, if performed correctly, will surely mold your character. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That prayer will prohibit a person from immorality and promiscuity. Now, if a person is performing prayer, but he's still perusing porn, he's still harsh, he's obscene, he uses vulgar language at home, then wait, hang on, there's a disconnect here. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani says, there's a deficiency not with prayer, but with your prayer. You're not taking your medication correctly. You're not taking your medication correctly. The point I'm saying is that in addition to the external reflection of prayer, hijab, modesty, etc., character is something of absolute essence that makes the union prosper or unfortunately go pear-shaped. And this is what Allah says, those that have character, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, those who can persevere and endure, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. It is the possessor of a great fortune. In the eyes of Allah, the one who has character, noble conduct, then that is the possessor of a great fortune. It's easy and pleasant to travel with a person who has good character. It's wonderful to be a neighbor to a person who has good character. It is easy to be in partnership with someone who has good character. It is wonderful to interact with a musalli in the masjid. Anywhere and everywhere, if your interaction is with a person who has a good character, just an overall general good noble demeanor, it's wonderful. And on the other hand, there are so many people that might be so particular about other rituals of faith, etc., but they just lack basic mannerism, etiquettes, adab, akhlaq. It just makes you awkward and uncomfortable to be in their presence. So, ذو حظ عظيم, in the eyes of Allah, the possessor of a great fortune is the one who has good character. And that is what would weigh heavy on the scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with good character. May Allah bless us. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the possessor of noble character. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention now in verse 80, the response the response of the pious. Those that were desirous of the world, they said, oh, this guy is fortunate. This is what you call lucky, right? And today, unfortunately, we expose ourselves on social media to opulence, flamboyance, wealth, glitter and glamour. And obviously, this is going to create depressions because you're exposing yourself to people who have more than you. And we've been told in religion, look at those that excel you. And in worldly things, look at those that have less than you. I always say, every day, by the pattern of life, you would be exposed to someone who has less than you and who has more than you. The choice is where you fix your gaze. So when you stop at the traffic light on the right side, they could be a person riding a bicycle, probably not even clad well. Maybe he doesn't have shoes on, or someone carrying a heavy load on a hot day with sweat trickling down his forelock and holding on to his child, trying to make ends meet. And on the left side, there could be a person with an exotic car, an exclusive car. Now, you could either look at your right side and help that person, empower that person and be grateful to your creator, or look on the left side and look at the wheels and look at the car and the sound and the style and whatever else and become ungrateful. But I promise you, life will always expose you. We were once in East Africa doing welfare work, doing some relief work with the Al-Imdad team. And early morning was our flight, and we said at the airport, we'll just have a bite on the run. And when we got there, there was a little bistro and nothing too fancy to indulge on. And we had to just suffice on some tea and some nibbles. And we were looking forward to a relative good breakfast. And just then, you know, barely disappointed that we couldn't have a good breakfast, I seen a person with a disability. May Allah make it easy for that individual and for everyone, or, you know, whoever has any challenge or any difficulty, or differently abled, as the euphemistic expression would suggest. But basically, it was quite a strange condition that I'd ever witnessed. So, in other words, the feet were not pointing forward, but were pointing back. I'm not even sure what's the medical explanation to this term. And of course, the individual had a different type of shoe, etc. And my gaze just dropped and my heart just fell and tears just trickled down. And I said, are you still going to be moaning and groaning about the fact that you couldn't have a breakfast and you wanted to indulge in a good meal? And is this not a sufficient reflection for you to be grateful? Like at the same time, and I've seen this all the time in my life, You would experience some challenge, and the same time, you would be exposed to someone with far greater challenges, So the pious, those who had ilm, those who had knowledge, those who had understanding, they retorted and they said, no. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ And those who had knowledge and understanding, they said, woe be to you, woe be to you. Are you really envious of this person? Are you admiring what he has? ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا The reward of Allah, the reward of Allah is far greater. The reward of Allah is far greater for the one who brings iman and does righteous deeds. Yes, the reward of akhirah. Don't be deceived by this transitory gain and beauty and splendor. It is just there for a little while. It's a balloon. Prick it, pop it. And that's it. It would bust and it's over. But yes, it looks big and huge and there's gas in it. So it looks amazing and colorful. But just pop it and it's over. And that's the world. Just pop it and it's done and it's gone. And yesterday, كُلُّ دَارٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا كُلُّ دَارٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا Every home, regardless of how prolonged its prosperity is, one day sadness will grip it. One day there'll be mourning in that house and that empire. One day there will not be songs of happiness and celebration, but mourning, crying and tearing. وَيْلَكُمْ woe be to you. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ The reward of Allah is better. لِمَنْ آمَنْ For those who bring iman. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And do righteous deeds. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ But this will only be conferred upon those who can persevere. It's all about patience, my brother. It's all about perseverance, my sister. Just hang on. Just hang on. You know, we tell a child to fast in Ramadan and we try and encourage him, motivate him, inspire him, cajole him, reward him, acknowledge him. And probably the first fast, second fast, it's a bit difficult. And we say, no, it would be Maghrib. And then he says, no, but it's taking so long for your people's Maghrib. And what do we say? Just keep yourself busy, and before you know, it's Maghrib. And that's exactly, before you realize, keep yourself busy, occupied. You know what, I need to do this, I got to wrap up this, conclude this, recite my Quran, prepare my Taraweeh, whatever it is. And before you realize, and the child is saying, no, but it's taking so long. And we say, just hang on, it would be Maghrib now, now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, just be patient, just persevere. Soon it would be Jannah. Soon it would be Akhirah. Now, now it would be the latter. And we like, it's taking so long. And how does Allah say? إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Wow. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They perceive it to be distant and remote. And we know it is fast approaching. كُلُّ آتٍ فَهُوَ قَرِيبٌ. Whatever is coming close is... whatever is coming is close. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says sometimes, سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا. It's tomorrow. And sometimes Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's today. So Allah refers to it as close. So the believers, verse 80, they said, woe be to you, ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. So now what happens? Remember, Qarun had provoked that woman, incited that woman, given her money, and told her to accuse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And this is what jealousy does to a person, my brother and my sister. It literally strips you of your sanity. You become insane. So if it's jealousy between siblings, or jealousy between in-laws, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, either or between co-wives, there is this rage, there's this resentment, there is this hatred. You almost want to throttle that individual. This will devour your good. It will eat up all your virtue. It will destroy it. Iyaka wal hasad, the Prophet ﷺ said, save yourself from jealousy because it eats up virtue. Al-halqa, it shaves away your good. Doesn't shave your hair away, it shaves away your virtue. So Sayyidina Musa stood up and this woman accused. And then Musa alayhi salatu was salam pointed to her. And you can imagine the voice of Nabuwa, right? When Bani Israel came before the water and they said, Allama Abu al-Hasan alayhi Nadwi in Qasas al-Nabiyyin, I'm just having a flash of that text. Ha huwa al-bahru amamana, wa ha huwa al-aduwu wara'ana, wa laysa lana illa al-maut. Mada ankarta minna yabna Imran, hatta dabbarta qatlana. Oh, the son of Imran, the water is raging before us. Behind us is Pharaoh and his army. What is the reason that you have brought us here? You have locked us here, sandwiched us here. Probably death will now stare us in our eyes soon. وَسَمِعَ النَّاسُ صَوْتًا فِيهِ جَلَالُ النُّبُوَّةِ. And then people heard this sound in which there was that awe and that charisma of prophethood. كَلَّا. No, never, not at all. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. My Lord is with me. And then Allah told him, strike. And he struck the water. فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالتَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. And the water rose. And then the 12 tribes of Bani Israel crossed. So Sayyidina Musa pointed to this woman and said, speak up. Speak up. And she said, no, it's not me, it's Qarun. خَرَّ مُوسَى سَجِدًا. Musa fell in sajda. And he said, oh Allah, Qarun has now trespassed all the limits. Oh Allah, you take revenge. And Allah said, the earth is at your command. And Musa alayhi salam then ordered the earth. And Allah says in verse 81, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We ordered the earth to split. And then we plunged him and his dwellings and whoever was with him into the earth. Yes. The earth just split, swallowed, and that's it. I remember when I was doing some relief work in Indonesia, during the tsunami in 2006, and I met a person who witnessed the tsunami, and from then till now, there's been so many catastrophes. May Allah make it easy for the entire ummah, global ummah. And he said the waters, you know, rose and were raging and were intense, and then it just swallowed. And we've seen buildings topple, and we've seen people die, and we've seen, you know what, things crumble. And within minutes, the water receded, and it became so calm, as though the water was saying, don't look at me, I was just deployed. I was just deployed. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah knows the number of his armies. And again, Allama Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi says, وَجُنُودُ اللَّهِ لَا تَعْمَلُ فِيهَا السِّهَامِ. The army of Allah, you can't take up any action against it. Okay, the earth, right? You know what? Position yourself against the earth. What? You cannot take any position against it. In fact, Allah can paralyze you with something insignificant. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ وَالْقُمَّلِ وَالضَّفَادِعِ وَالدَّمْ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ. Allah says, we unleashed upon Pharaoh drought. Initially it was drought and then floods. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. First was droughts and then was floods. And after floods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ, locusts. And then ضَفَادِعِ, frogs. فَفِي الطَّعَامِ ضَفَادِعِ وَفِي الشَّرَابِ ضَفَادِعِ وَفِي الْمَلَابِسِ ضَفَادِعِ. Wherever you went, there were frogs. And people were just frustrated. Now, وَجُنُودُ اللَّهِ, what position are you going to take? You know what? Attack. Launch an attack against the frogs. No, Allah will destroy you with it, man. Sometimes you're having the most beautiful barbecue on a Saturday night, relaxing at the most exotic location. Awesome ambience, great company, and it's just 10 mosquitoes that, of course, havoc, the absolute havoc, or 10 flies, and one in your ear, and one on your eye, and one in the food, and you're trying to fan and divert, and you're frustrated. And I often say, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, nothing, but nothing can paralyze Allah, and Allah can paralyze you with anything. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Nobody can incapacitate Allah. Allah's might is absolute. Allah's power is ultimate. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Now can you imagine the Nabi Musa cursing? Woe be to the victim of that curse, and that was Qarun. From being a cousin of Musa alayhi salam to having memorized the Torah and being part of the Bani Israel. But jealousy took him to the point of hypocrisy, to the point of arrogance, to the point of disbelief, and to the point that with everything that he had, the earth split and swallowed. What an eye-opener. What an eye-opener. May Allah save me. May Allah save you from jealousy. And may Allah save us from provoking people to curse us. The hadith of Bukhari, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Jabir ibn Samura, shaka ahlul kufati sa'dan. The people of Kufa complained about Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. Fa'azalahu Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu dismissed him from his post as the governor. And amongst the complaints they lodged, they said, well, la yuhsinu yusalli. He doesn't lead people in prayer correctly. Sometimes the poor innocent imam is a victim of attacks from the entire congregation. Some have an object to his silent prayers. Others object to his loud prayers. Others object to his ruku. Some would object to his khutbah. Like people would just take out crazy, crazy objections against him. And this is people objecting on Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas that he doesn't pray correctly. He said, Amma ana فأصلي بهم صلاة رسول الله. The hadith of Bukhari, Jabir ibn Samura narrates it. I lead them in prayer like how the Prophet of Allah led us. فأركض في الأوليين وأخف في الأخريين. The first two units are relatively longer than the latter. And then Sayyidina Umar sent people in different groups of Kufa, in the different tribes, to find out what their take was on Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And we also learn from here that when people lodged a complaint, although Sayyidina Sa'd was innocent, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu dismissed him because people had complaints. We have our society where there are legit complaints against people. But unfortunately, they are stuck to that position. They would hold on to it with dear life, hoarding that podium and platform and position. And even the cronies around would just, protect their interests. And that's the sad reality. Yes, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, from those who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, although the complaint was not legit because he was such a great man, yet because there was a complaint, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu dismissed Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And he asked people of their opinion, yuthnuna alayhi ma'rufa. Everybody said Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was a great man. And how can they say otherwise when the Prophet of Allah said he is a dweller of Jannah? حَتَّى دَخَلُوا مَسْجِدًا لِبَنِي عَبْسٍ. They enter into a masjid.
of a tribe called Banu Abs, a person by the name of Usama bin Qatada stands up. He said, Ama idha nashattana, now that you've asked me, I have three complaints. Fa inna sa'dan la yasiru bis sariyya, he doesn't participate in the expedition. وَلَا يَقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ, he does not distribute fairly. وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ, and he is not impartial in his judgment. When Sa'd radiallahu anhu heard this allegation, he said, اللهم إن كان عبدك هذا قام رياء وسمعة فأطل عمره وأطل فقره وعرضه للفتن وعرضه للفتن. Allah, this man has accused me, give him a long life so he can suffer for a long time and expose him to fitnas. He lived on for a long time and he had become weak, feeble, lame. And he used to say that أصابتني دعوة سعد, Sa'd has moved on, but his curse has destroyed me. So the curse of Musa alayhi salam takes Qarun deep into the ground. And Allah says, verse 81, فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ, neither could he challenge the army of Allah, nor did he have any army to challenge the army of Allah. That was the end and the nasty outcome of jealousy, of pride and arrogance. May Allah save us from all evil traits. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.